After a freak shark attack, Bethany Hamilton had a choice. Swim back to shore with one arm or bleed to death in the ocean. Clinging to her surfboard, she swam for her life. She wanted to live and she wanted to ride more waves. Nothing would keep Bethany from her dream of pro surfing, not even a 14-foot tiger shark. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
At 13, Bethany Hamilton is already a rising surf star. She plays second in the women's division at the 2003 National Scholastic Surfing Association Championship. Next year, she wants first. I can relate. When I was 13, I was pretty good at the triple jump. At one meet, out of like seven competitors, I took fifth. And I probably wanted first too. I can't relate. Pushing herself to get better after a runner-up finish, at 7 a.m. on Halloween 2003, Bethany's already in the water off the coast of Kauai, Hawaii, ready to surf. Alongside her are her best friend and her friend's dad and brothers. Today, the waves are annoyingly calm. Bethany lies on her surfboard, hoping for some action. Her arms trail below her. And then a 14-foot tiger shark bites. Literally, one of my worst nightmares, to be minding my own business and be attacked by a shark. Massive 15-inch jaws and inch-long teeth close around her left arm. She recalls a lightning-fast tug as her arm is jerked back and forth. The water around her turns blood red. In an instant, it's over. Bethany now stares down at the semicircle bite mark on her board and the edge of her shoulder. Her left arm is completely, totally gone. She's bleeding everywhere. She's in shock. Somehow, she's not panicking. How is she not panicking? I'm panicking. She's wondering, what if the shark returns or another comes? She has to get out of the water. So she starts swimming, which is obviously now a lot harder. Within a few minutes, her best friend is at her side, helping and freaking out. Bethany, meanwhile, is oddly calm. However, she's still bleeding rapidly. On shore, her friend's dad turns a surf leash into a tourniquet and ties off Bethany's shoulder before they rush her to the hospital. Coincidentally, Bethany's dad is already there for a much more routine knee surgery. When his daughter arrives, his operating table is given to her instead. Doctors say Bethany's in hypovolemic shock, which happens when you lose more than 20% of your blood. And Bethany's lost a lot more than 20% of her blood. She's lost 60%. The doctors order surgeries and transfusions to keep her alive. Bethany does live. She survives, but without her arm, and she's worried that she'll never surf again. Her parents pray she'll find a new passion, and her childhood best friend, who witnessed the attack from her own surfboard, has a new fear of sharks that she'll actually never get past. But Bethany's not the only person she knows who survived a shark attack. Hawaii, right? A family friend who lost part of his leg to a tiger shark bite learned how to surf on his prosthetic. Curious, he also tries surfing using just one arm and realizes it's possible. He tells Bethany, and that settles it. Within a week of losing her arm, she vows to surf again and win competitions. She says, "My fear of losing surfing was greater than my fear of sharks." Wow, I am still way more afraid of sharks than I am of not surfing. Less than a month after the attack, Bethany's back at the beach. You heard that right, less than a month after losing an entire arm. Bethany tries to surf again. Alongside her best friend, Bethany grabs her surfboard with one arm and splashes out into the waves. She still has bandages on her shoulder. Fear does not stop Bethany from relearning how to paddle out. It's not easy. Imagine a kayak. If you only paddle on one side, you go in circles. Same with Bethany's surfboard. And as she fights her way out, waves break right into her face. Normally, surfers duck dive under incoming waves as they paddle out. But if Bethany duck dives, she'll lose hold of her board. So Bethany and her dad modify her surfboard, adding a handle she can grip when she swims under the waves. Once she's past the breakers, Bethany works on popping up and staying up. Bethany needs an amazing amount of thigh and core strength to do this. Every second, whooshing waves threaten to knock her back down. After several tries, Bethany figures it out. Paddle out, pop up, ride the wave, and she's surfing again. And soon, she'll be competing again. Bethany spends the next 6 weeks training, and in January of 2004, she enters the NSSA's Surfing Nationals. No one can believe she's there, especially probably not that tiger shark. Seriously though, when Bethany takes the water, they're blown away. She surfs, and soon she'll surf better than anyone else. Bethany will win first place at Nationals the very next year. Her perseverance makes her a celebrity. She goes on Oprah, wins a Teen Choice Award, and writes a book. Her story inspires others around the world, from amputees in Iraq to Thai tsunami survivors. Today, Bethany is still surfing. No word on what that tiger shark is up to. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Bethany Hamilton, check out her documentary, Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable, and her book, Soul Surfer. Among the many sources we used, we found them incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.